Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuma. We're in the third parak in the middle of Alach Vav and the Oizvah Hadar Tzur Sadaf. It's about 12 lines in with the words Detani Ha'isakli L'Gvaya and the article Tzur Sadaf. It's on Chav Beis Amar Aleph, about 2 lines in with those same words Detani Ha'isakli L'Gvaya. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Basim Yaka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we had a machlekes whether when we're discussing mitzvah object, just klaf or mezuzah, does it have to be made Lashma or not? So we continue talking about this. Tani Yav Abraisa Ha'isakli L'Gvaya. If somebody makes a kli for the Gvaya, for the Beis HaMikdash, before the Beis HaMikdash actually used it, Mutal Shamash by Hediot, a regular person is allowed to use it, whereas Mishamash by Gavaya, once the Beis HaMikdash used it, also Shamash by Hediot, a regular person is not allowed to use it. Now, the problem is, we have a price that says, once a Kli is made for the Beis HaMikdash, Al Yishamash by Hediot, a regular person is not allowed to use it. Seems like it's a stira, and Chanai says, Mishamash by Riyasa answering, Kemachlaikas, it's the same Machlaikas that we have in the following price, so the Tani, the price that tells us, if a Kli is made for a regular person, Achal Yishamash by Hediot, before Hediot used it, Mutal Shamash by Gavaya, it's allowed to be used for the Beis HaMikdash, whereas Mishamash by Hediot, once a regular person used it, also Lashanash by Gavaya, the Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to use it anymore. And here, since we have different brats of a ton, we have a brats that says, if a Kli is made for a regular person, Ayishtamish by Gavaya, the Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to use it. And so these machlikes and these two brises seem to be linked with each other. This brice that we just mentioned now is referring to whether or not something has to be made Lashma. According to the second Manda Amar, it does have to be made Lashma. So if it's made for just a regular person, it can't be used for the Beis HaMikdash because it wasn't made for that purpose. And it's the same thing by the second Manda Amar of the first set of brises, that if a Kli was made for the Beis HaMikdash, a regular person is not allowed to use it. That's because machlek is regarding hazmana milsa, that when something's just prepared for something, even though it wasn't used for it yet, does it already attain that status? There seems to be that second man damer holds that hazmana yes milsa, that even though it's just made for the Beis HaMikdash and it wasn't yet used for it, still it has a status that it's a Beis HaMikdash clean, it's not allowed to use for a regular person. And the first man damer of both of these brises hold that hazmana lav milsa, and that a kli doesn't need to be made lishma for the Beis HaMikdash. Now we just have a different way of understanding the second set of brises. Rabbi Chana says, "B'shem Rabban Taman, the Rabban over there, which is Rabban of Bavel, Tifter, we could explain Shabbat Trumas Halishka, is where the Kli came from money of the Trumas Halishka. This leftover Machsa Shekel money was used to make Kalim, and therefore such a Kli is not to be used for a regular person, even if you want to hold that it doesn't need to be made Lashma, or that Hazmana Lav Milsa, it doesn't make a difference, because it was made with Kadshim money, and Vlash Shema Mino Klom, you don't learn anything from here regarding the Rabbanan's Shita. Now, once we're talking about Kli Sharis, we continue on with another discussion. Kli Sharis, Meimus Ahin Kedishin. When does a Kli Sharis become Kadosh? When does it attain its Kedusha? Miyad, right away when it's made? Or only once it starts being used. Now, in Tamer Miyad, Nicha. If you want to say it attains Kedusha right away, so that's good. Whereas in Tamer Shasa Tashmish, if you want to say it only becomes Kodesh at the time it's being used, well, the problem is, Ka'achasein Kedushin, does that mean that it becomes Kodesh all at once? How could it be that we have certain things that need to be placed into Kli Sharis? For example, when a carbon shechted, we have to catch its dam in Kli Sharis. The Kli Sharis is what's making the dam Kodesh. But if we're using a brand new Kli Sharis and it doesn't have Kedusha yet, it only gets its Kedusha once it's used, so that means that somehow it's attaining its Kedusha and giving Kedusha to the thing that's going inside of it all simultaneously, and we don't necessarily see a precedent for that. How is that working? Now, we further clarify this. Nicha shel Moshe. This would be good regarding the Kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, Shenizkadshu b'Shemen HaMishcha. That's because they attain their Kedusha with the Shemen HaMishcha being poured on them. Baram shel Shleimai, but what about the Kalim of Shleimai HaMelech, of the Beis HaMikdash? We run into this issue again. Ka'achas and Kedushin Miskachin. It seems to be that somehow at the same time they're becoming Kadosh and they're also being Mekadesh, that which goes into them. And again, we're saying, how does that work? Now, further clarification of this is Bechnisasa La'aretz, that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, meaning when they were transferring their usage from the Kalim of Moshe to the Kalim of Shleimai, so we don't have a problem. They would take something that was inside the Kli of Moshe Rabbeinu and put it into the new Kli of Shleimai Melech, and that was Mekadesh it. So now it can continue to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. But Lo Yisham Shal Moshe, let's say there was no Kalim of Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. So once again, we run to this problem. Chafon Beis on top. Ka'achasin Kedishin Miskachin. It seems to be that the only way it would work is that simultaneously the Kli becomes Kadosh while being Mekadosh the thing that falls into it. Now we have a further clarification of this. Ubal Yasim and Hagaila, when they came up from the Gaila, from Galus Babel, to begin rebuilding the second base of Mekdosh, we also don't have a problem because they would empty something that's in the Kli of Shleim HaMelech from the first base of Mekdosh and pour it into this new Kli that they have, and that way it becomes Kadosh. And now it could be used for subsequent Avodas. But Lo Yisham Shal Shleimai, let's say they didn't have any Kli of Shleim HaMelech. So Ka'achasin Kedishin Uskachin, and the only way to do it is that simultaneously this new Kli becomes Kadosh and is Mekadesh that which falls into it. And something similar, this really goes back to the previous discussion of Hazmana Milsa, that when we prepare something and we have in mind that it's meant for something specific, does it actually attain that din, that status, or not? So here we talk about something regarding a mace. We know something that's meant to be used by a mace or that was used by a mace is Aser Ba'ana. So here says the Mishnah, Avam Shechatzom L'Shem Mace, stones that were hewn, that were carved out to be used for a mace, Aser Ba'ana, they're Aser to benefit from, even though they weren't yet used for it. Whereas L'Shem Shem Chai Ula Shem Meis, if the intention was to use them either for a living person or for somebody who had died, so Mutar Banaya, then they're Mutar Banaya. Continuing to discuss a Meis, Hazar Kli Lefnei Mitasa Shel Meis, if a person threw a Kli in front of the coffin of a Meis, and this is something commonly done, so L'Soichar Ba'amos Aser Banaya, if it's within Dalad Amos of the Mita, so it's Aser Banaya, because the assumption is that he's designating it for the Meis, so it's Aser Banaya, whereas Kol Chutz La'ar Ba'amos, Mutar Banaya, if it's beyond 4 Amos, then it's Mutar Banaya. And now going back to the Mishnah, continuing to discuss the Avodat Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Nimtzeis Omer, turns that you say, Chamesh Tefilas V'Asar Kedushin, Toivul Mekadosh Bay Bayayim, that there was 5 immersions of the mikvah and 10 washings of the hands and feet, that he was Toivul Mekadosh that day. Now the question is, Minayin Sheshnei Kedushin Yadayim Raglayim Akol Tefilu Tefila? How do we know that for every time he immerses himself, there has to be 2 Kedushin Yadayim Raglayim? And that's because Tamil Omer, the Pasuk says, Upashat V'rachatz V'rachatz V'lavash. No, it doesn't really say that in a row. The Pasuk first tells us, Uba Aron Al Oil Ma'id, Upashat is Big De'Habad. Then it tells us, next Pasuk, V'rachatz is B'sar B'mayim. And then it says, V'lavash is B'gadav. Now, we don't need to have this word V'rachatz here because we know already from an earlier Pasuk about 15 Pesukim prior that tells us that he immerses in a mikvah. So it must be that this V'rachatz over here is not referring to immersion in mikvah, rather it's discussing washing hands and feet. So we see that for every immersion in mikvah, we need 2 washings of hands and feet. Now, Omer B'lazar B'shimini says, V'dinhu, it's actually logical because Ma'im B'makam She'inay Ton Tevila Ton Kiddush Adam Raglayim, just like in a situation that doesn't require Tevila, it still requires Kiddush Adam Raglayim, namely every day in the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah Midai Raisa, Midai Rabbanon he does, as we've discussed previously, but Midai Raisa he doesn't, he only has to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim, while Kan Kshuton Tevila, over here with Yom Kippur Avayda, that he does need to do Tevila, like Hal Shekein She'eton Kiddush Adam Raglayim, shouldn't we say for sure that he requires Kiddush Adam Raglayim when he's Tevil? Says the Gemara, Toil Lecha Mashe Vesa, you should take that which you brought, meaning the svar that you just brought, you should take it and apply it as follows. If this is really true what you're saying, then we should say, Mala halon achas kol yoyim, avkan achas kol yoyim, that just like over there, in regards to just a regular Kiddush Adam Raglayim of regular Avodah on a regular day, it's just 1 Kiddush Adam Raglayim for the whole day. So to over here on Yom Kippur, we should require only 1 Kiddush Adam Raglayim the whole day. How are we able to say that we require 2 Kiddush Adam Raglayim for every Tevilah? And the answer to this is Tam Olam, where the Pasuk says, Upashat is Big De Habad, Shein Tam Olam Rasher Lavash. The Pasuk doesn't have to say that which he wore. That's what the Pasuk actually says. It says, Upashat is Big De Habad, Asher Lavash. Now it doesn't have to say Asher Lavash, because V'chi Olas Al Datenu Klum Hu Pashat El Mashu Lavash. Would you think that he's going to take off anything else other than that which what he was wearing? Of course, when you tell somebody to undress, you're telling them to undress that which they are wearing. So Im Kain, if so, Lamanemar Asher Lavash. Why does the Pasuk have to say that which he's wearing? Of course, that's what he's taking off. So it must be that we're learning something else. Hekesh Pshita Lavisha. There's a comparison between removing clothing and putting on new clothing. Malavisha Bekiddush Adam Raglayim. Just like when he puts on clothing, he has to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Af Pshita Bekiddush Adam Raglayim. So too, when he removes the clothing, there's Kiddush Adam Raglayim. So that shows us that there's 2 Kiddush Adam Raglayims for every immersion in the mikvah. Yomar Rav Mana just tweaks this, clarifying a little bit better. Loi Mistabra Deloi Chilufin. Wouldn't it be more logical to say just the other way around? I mean, he's not arguing that din would be different. He's just saying, make the cheshbin the other way. Hikesh Levisha Lepshita. Compare getting dressed to undressed. And that's because that's the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk first says, Upashat is Big De Habad, Asher Lavash. And therefore, we're comparing Levisha to Pshita. Ma Pshita Bekiddush Adam Raglayim, Af Levisha Bekiddush Adam Raglayim. And continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said that the Kohen Gadol wears 2 different sets of white clothing, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And the morning was made out of pilusin that were very expensive, and the ones in the afternoon were made out of hindvin, which were also very expensive, but not as expensive. So the question is, Ve'ein sheni shel pilusin yafa min harishon shel hindvin? Isn't second-rate pilusin linen better than first-rate hindvin linen? And that being said, why is he wearing hindvin linen in the afternoon? He should still be wearing pilusin, not first-rate, but second-rate, because again, it's better than first-rate hindvin. And the answer is, Mishom mila deshama pruti, because it's more important to take from the choicest. In other words, it's better to buy a brand new Camry than a used Lexus. You always want to take the top of the category, even though that category itself happens to be a lower level than a different category. Since you're going to be taking second rate of the other category, you don't want to do that. You want to take first rate of a lower category as opposed to second rate of a higher category. And therefore, it's better to take the best of the hindvin as opposed to second rate pilusin. And we see this elsewhere. Taman Tani over there, we learn Mishnah. This is Maseches Menachos. This discusses the different levels of oil that are able to be used in the Beis HaMikdash for either the Menorah or Menachos. And it talks about 3 different olive harvests and different olive oils that are made out of those harvests. So Rishon Shebarishon, the first olive oil made out of the first harvest, Ein L'malei Menu. There's nothing better than that. And then what does the Mishnah say? Hasheni Shebarishon V'Rishon Shebasheni Shavin. The second pressing of olive oil from the first harvest and the first pressing of olive oil from the second harvest, those are equal. Now the question is, Vein Sheni Shebarishon Yafim and Rishon Shebasheni, tachlis in the shuk, in the market, when you buy oil, the second pressing of the first harvest is actually better than the first pressing of the second harvest. So what does that mean in the Mishnah that they're the same? And the answer is once again, mishomila deshama prute, because we take from that which is mufchar, from that which is choice, meaning we want to take the top of the category, even though that category happens to be a little bit lower, and that's what's more chashuv. Now the question is, my kedayin, and over here we're asking, what's the source? How do we know that the clothing the Kohen Gadol wore in the morning were more expensive than the ones in the afternoon? As Rav Nachman says, b'shein Rav Mana, that's because b'shachar ksev, regarding the morning dressing, it says, bad arba pa'amim, it says the word bad four times. It says, k'sayin is bad kodesh yilbash, u'mechasei bad yuhal basare, u'ba'avneit bad yachkar, u'mesnefes bad yitznaif, and Rav Mincha ksev, bad, in regards to Mincha in the afternoon, it only says bad once, so we see the morning is more expensive than the afternoon. Moving on to Chaf Alef Amud Alef on the top, remember we had said in Mishnah that the base cost of the Kohen Gadol's clothing for Yom Kippur was 30 maneh, and that came from the Beis Hamikdash treasury, from the public funds, and if the Kohen Gadol wanted to wear even fancier clothing, he would have to take that money out of pocket. Now, says the Gemara, Maisa Rabbi Shmuel ben Piavi, Shalavash Kesoinis b'meya maneh, he wore Kesoinis, it was worth 100 maneh, V'alav HaHikra V'gam Mizbeach, and he went up and he was makir on the Mizbeach, so we see he added on a significant amount of money out of pocket. Now, Maisa Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, there's a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, Shalavash Kesoinis b'shtei ribay, he wore Kesoinis worth 20,000, V'alav HaHikra V'gam Mizbeach, and he went up and his makir on the Mizbeach, V'yridu Oisei Achav HaKayhanim, his brothers HaKayhanim took him down, they said he has to go down from the Mizbeach, Shahir Nir Mitach Arum, because it looked like he was unclothed. It was such fine, expensive linen that it was basically translucent, and it looked like he wasn't wearing clothing. And that's not b'chavadik. They said he has to come down. Now, Ma'asa, what did he do? Mila oisa mayim, he soaked them in water. And he walked down his back 7 times. The reason why he filled it with water is that they wouldn't be so translucent due to the fact they'd be wet and a little bit thicker and bogged down with water. So at least they wouldn't be able to see his flesh. And nonetheless, he didn't do avaydah with them. But in order to show kavod, he walked around the mizbeach 7 times, again just to be mechabed the clothing, if you will. And then seemingly he took them off and replaced them with different clothing. We're going to stop here for the day. I'm going to talk about Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss what he did on Yom Kippur, what his avaydah was. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.